Hello.
Hey, yes, sir. This is Jasmine calling back from Emergency Roadside.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that is the reason I'm just now looking into it. I do apologize, I didn't tell you before. But Mexicali, that's in Mexico, correct?
Yes, right at the border.
Yeah. Okay. No wonder. We don't tow out of the country, sir. So that's something that you will have to deal with yourself on your end. You will have to get it towed yourself.
Okay, I spoke to two supervisors last night. They were aware where this was at. They said that where I needed it towed to in India was 100 miles, and it's not a problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but I really feel like they must have missed that part. But Mexico is out of the country. We're unable to call providers on that end.
They
Yeah, but
didn't
we're
miss
unable
that.
to call people from around that area, and no wonder why no one is accepting because we don't do that.
Okay, it wasn't a secret. If you look back on the recordings, it's going to show you, you'll be able to hear exactly where it wasn't a secret.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. It's still nothing that we can assist you with. So you will have to secure your own tow company.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
you guys have to keep your word because it's on the recordings. I gave the address. Everybody knew from last night that it was in Mexicali, Mexico, right at the border. And there was no, and these are supervisors again, Jacoby and Harmony that I spoke to, and there was no issue. And I'm sorry, your name again?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. So, and you're a supervisor.
That is correct. And I'm telling you, sir, you will have to secure your own tow company to go out the border for you. But we are unable to do that.
So the other two supervisors didn't have the same information you do? They're not trained enough to say, oh, that's in Mexico. Sorry, we can't help you get. All night I wasn't able to sleep because I'm waiting for a tow truck. This is ridiculous that this is happening. So you're the third supervisor I'm speaking to. And now you're saying, oh, no, we don't do that. When the other two knew the address, knew exactly what was going on, and they were like, yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, sorry for the confusion.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry for the confusion. Now, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, there's no confusion there, Jasmine. Both supervisors were absolutely aware of where I'm located.
And I'm
And
telling
now
you
you're
now,
just saying.
and I'm telling you now, sir, there's no way we can assist with this tow.
Okay, are any of those two people still working?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, this isn't over with yet. This is nonsense.
Okay.
This is nonsense. This isn't over with yet. I'm stranded with my family. I was told by two supervisors, not a problem, even though you're where you're at with the address that was given, and it wasn't a problem. Now you're saying, nope, can't do it. This isn't over, Jasmine.
Okay, sir.
So somebody will be contacting you guys to get recordings, those tapes, and don't be surprised if you guys get sued.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside, and you have a good day.
Who's above you?